Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, welcome to Dragon Quest FM, where we talk about and obsess over Dragon Quest. I'm Austin.
And I'm old.
And today, we're actually going to be talking about all the old men in Dragon Quest, because, which seems like a weird topic, I totally understand. Right. But here's the thing, so Dragon Quest games, there's lots of archetypes in these games, and we've even talked about this old man archetype before, back in, when we were doing an episode all about Rab, right? We were talking about how he kind of fits into that, like, dirty old man archetype and everything. Mm-hmm. And so, all of these games, a lot of the characters fit into one archetype or even caricature or another. And it's pretty common. And so we decided, hey, maybe we would do some episodes about these archetypes. And the first episode, we decided to go with the old man because, well, I'll let BJ explain this part. Why did we choose old man as the topic for the week?
Okay. So we ran a poll on the DQFM Twitter where we were asking, out of these three, who is your favorite old man? Ragnar, Sir Mervyn, or Rab? And it got way more votes, way more discussion than we ever thought that this was going to. And so we wanted to talk about it on here because apparently the way that we look at the old men in Dragon Quest versus the way that y'all look at the old men in Dragon Quest are completely different. So we wanted to kind of discuss that, because when you're able to look at archetypes in all these different ways, it's really interesting.
Yeah, and not necessarily everybody looked at it differently than us. There were just enough people that we were like, hey, we should totally discuss this on the show today. So before we really get into that kind of deep discussion on old men in Dragon Quest, we do have a new patron this week. So BJ, get ready for your real nice thank you for Abigail Severson? Severson? I'm totally mispronouncing her last name, and I'm sorry.
I'm just going to call you Abigail. Abigail, you are fantastic. We really appreciate your support. It's been absolutely wonderful getting to know you on Discord, and we could not do this without you. Thank you, Abigail.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
And Abigail actually is a member of our tier that lets her pick an episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing that next week.
Woo-hoo!
So, Abigail, your episode, it's coming next week, and we're really looking forward to it, really excited about it. Without further ado, though, let's talk about some Dragon Quest old men. First and foremost, we got to talk about Ragnar, right? Ragnar McRyan. Now, this was a source of contention, because we called Ragnar old, and a lot of people were upset by this for a number of reasons. First and foremost, because apparently, according to some, like, ancillary, like, manga, I guess, Ragnar is 29 years old in Japan, in this Japanese manga, right?
And I'm just bumfuzzled by this.
There's no way. Also, bumfuzzled is a much nicer expression than I would have used, because there's no way that dude is 29, okay? Like, seriously, he's got Benjamin Button disease, and he's got to smoke, like, 4 packs a day since he was, like, 2 if he's 29. Like, there's just no way. Look at that guy. He's old. He is not 29 years old.
I'm curious if the artists who have done the renditions of Ragnar have ever seen a 29-year-old. Like, if they're just wandering around and they have no gauge. It's like being face blind in Arrested Development. Maybe they're age blind. Maybe they have no concept of how old people are. They're like, are you 7 or are you 70? I don't know. because Ragnar is not 29 years old. Like, there is no way. I thought that he was about 60, 65-ish when I was playing the game. And Coffee Tan, Samantha, the Square Enix community manager, said that Tornico and Ragnar are both 40 at the end of DQ4. Like, and that in the manga that he's mentioned being 29, and I'm just like, ages, man. Like, I wouldn't have even guessed 40. Like, I'm approaching 40, and A, I can't grow a mustache like that, and B, I'm starting to get a couple of wrinkles, but Ragnar is a, as my mom would have put it, he was rode hard and put up wet.
Oh my gosh. So, that colorful idiom aside, here's the thing, though, is that she said it's believed that he's that old, all right?
Right.
So here's my huge, long Austin rant about why people can believe all they want, but there's no way Ragnar is this young. Okay? First of all, you have to consider that manga and novelizations aren't necessarily the same canon as the games. That's, like, right. Immensely common in, like, video games, movies, I mean, everything. Different media is usually considered different canon, right?
Especially with Dragon Quest. I mean, it's one of those weird things where nobody really knows what canon is, especially with the fan takes on translations and naming and storylines. It's weird, but I mean, it's hard to determine in most games anyway.
Unless this is something that was added into dialogue that's in the mobile version now that was put back in, someone needs to show me some part of the game where they actually unequivocally say this is Ragnar's age. Okay, that's what it's going to take for me to believe that Ragnar is younger than we think he is. Okay, somebody's got to show me proof, a number, a screenshot, something that says, hey, Ragnar is 29 years old. Okay, because there's just no way. If that dude showed up to get social security benefits and has finally reached retirement, like, nobody would question it. Right?
No.
They'd just be like, no. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, you've definitely worked like 60 years of your life.
Yeah, it's like he's getting his 15% discount at Denny's. Going.
Like, I just pictured Ragnar showing up at Denny's asking for the discount. And but maybe it's the mustache, but I picture him like doing the whole Ron Swanson, like, give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
And he would. Like, I think he would. And that's the thing. Like, I look at Ron Swanson, and I know how old the actor is, and I could believe he's as young as, like, 38 if I had to, but that dude's in his 40s. It's like, with Ragnar, you know, at least in his 40s. But it's just one of those where it's super weird with him. And, you know, maybe when I was a teenager, I would have looked at 40s as being old. But now, when I've only got a couple of years left until I'm 40, it's like, man, he's a baby. And he's absolutely in his 60s to me, like, canon aside.
The other thing to consider, even if there is, you know, even if someone takes a screen grab, shows it to me, and I hope they do, because, you know,
I really do hope they do. Like, I want to see it, because I missed it.
I need to see some definitive proof, not just like, well, fans think he's 40. Like, I need some definitive proof here. And so, to me, even aside from that, even if you show me, like, a screen grab where, you know, Elena is like, oh, Ragnar, happy birthday. I can't believe you turned 41 today. Like, even if there's something that definitive, you also have to consider the whole archetype, okay? So, Dragon Quest is a game that calls people in their 30s old men, okay? That's a pretty common JRPG thing anyway, that once you hit... Once you hit 30, you're just kind of considered an old man. We even talked about that back when we were doing the Legend of the Hero Abel episodes, about how Yannick is in his 30s, but he gets called an old man all the time.
Right.
Even in the official stuff, he's called an old man by the characters. It's not even just like the fan subs were calling him an old man. This is like in the official stuff, he's called an old man. And so it happens all the time. So for me, it's like, even if you show me a number, it's still... Ragnar still fits within the archetype. It's not a numbers thing. It's an archetype thing.
it's also like it is an archetype thing, and that's where like JRPGs are weird for me. Like, they call people in their 30s old men. Samantha brought up that like 35-year-olds, like Cid from Final Fantasy VII and Auron from Final Fantasy X, like they're these old, rough and tumble, grizzled kind of veteran characters, and they're 33 to 35 years old. And it's like, it's generally, I think, because that archetype is seen from the perspective of generally a 12 to 17-year-old character. That's the age that a lot of times we're playing in JRPGs. So seeing somebody, you know, almost 20 years out does feel like old. And then you get old crotchety people like us who are that age. You're like, we're not old, I promise you.
Well, here's the thing, too, is that Cid and Auron would both fit into that old man archetype. I would fit into that old man archetype. I'm grumpy. I don't want kids playing on my lawn. I don't want loud music. I mean,
did I ever tell you about actually thinking kids were playing on my lawn? I needed to tell them to get off.
No.
Like there was one week. Okay. So one weekend, this is a good story for everybody out there. One weekend before Jennifer and I got married, we got married on Halloween. So I had about 2 weeks in October where I had the house to myself, where my roommate had moved out and Jennifer hadn't moved in yet. So I was sitting on the couch one night watching TV or reading or something. Like, I remember being on the couch and there was all this noise outside the front door, on my front lawn, like on my porch. And I remember specifically thinking, oh man, those kids had better not be making trouble on my lawn. And I got up and looked, and they were like way across the street. But that was the moment where, like, I was 26 years old, and that was the moment I realized that I was really an adult when I said that I don't want those kids making trouble on my lawn to myself. Like, I actually remember like verbalizing that sentence. So maybe they are old men.
I mean, I would argue that Ragnar, Cid, Auron, all of them, you can tell me all day that they're only in their 30s or even 29, which I still, but there's no way. But you can tell me their age all day, and I'm still going to tell you that they fit into that old man archetype.
Right. And I mean, then, like, moving on beyond that, I mean, we know they fit in, and we know Ragnar fits into that archetype. Then we have Sir Mervyn, who got the lowest amount of votes for people being his favorite. And then there was also the discussion of Melvin versus Mervyn in the comments as well. But there is no way, nobody said anything about him being old, because that's a big part of his character in DQ7, is that he is this old, like old and old fashioned knight. So it kind of makes me sad that he didn't get any more love. Like, I don't really like him in 7, but at the same time, it's like, oh, he deserved more than 12% of the vote.
Yeah. So I was surprised that he didn't get more as well. I think Rab, of the three we put on there, I think Rab would have gotten my personal vote because I really love Rab. But yeah, Sir Mervyn. I mean, I really like him in the game. He's one of my favorite characters from DQ7. And so, yeah, I think he's a cool guy, and I'm sad that he didn't get more votes. I mean, do we even know how old Mervyn is?
I thought they said he was in his 70s, but I might be just making that up. Like, I really thought they said sometime in the game that he was in his 70s when he was put to sleep, but I honestly don't know if I'm just making that up in my head.
Yeah, I don't know. That dude's easily in his 60s or 70s. I mean, he's got completely white hair. He talks about being old all the time.
He does.
I hear him talking in like a Danny Glover voice a lot. I picture him like Lethal Weapon, where he's chasing after the kids and he's just like, I'm too old for this stuff.
And see, I hear it as kind of the Michael Gambon Dumbledore voice, like that kind of older, wizened person is how I read it.
Yeah, that's interesting. So Mervyn, he's a cool dude. He deserved definitely more votes than he did. And we got to back up, though, because OMG, BJ, we forgot Boria.
Did we forget Boria, though?
No, we did not. And here's the thing. I know this whole episode is just me, like, raging a lot. But the thing about Boria is we didn't forget him. we qualified this whole thing with of these three. Like, we didn't say, like, these are the only old dudes in Dragon Quest. We said of these three. And people were still like, but Boria. And I'm just like, yeah, that's what of these three means. It means that some of the old men don't get included. But here's the thing, is that Boria isn't...
In no way.
Isn't great. I mean, I would go as far as saying Boria sucks. I've said it on the show before. I'll say it again. Boria sucks. He's the least important favorite character in DQ4 by a landslide. Like, nobody likes Boria. He's not included in anything. And nobody... The reason we didn't include him in that poll is because nobody can look me in the eye and tell me in what universe Boria would have had a chance at winning an old man popularity contest. Who's gonna, even if we put Boria on there, who's going to vote for him? Even the people who are like, but what about Boria, didn't say, I was going to vote for Boria but couldn't, because they know good and well they weren't going to vote for Boria, BJ. Boria was on there, they weren't going to vote for him.
I would like to redo this poll sometime, and we're not going to do it while this is on y'all's mind. We're going to do this later and put Boria in just so that we can link back to here and tell y'all I told you so. Because I think, although I do, I don't know, given how little love Mervin got, I wonder if Boria would come in higher than Mervin, though, now that all this, because, I mean, Boria sucks. I mean, he, like, I used him in the game when we were talking about 4, but, like, he is not one of the highlights. And I wonder, though, if he would get more than Mervin, because I thought he was more popular than he is.
See, I don't know. I think Mervin still would have beat him out. I think the thing is that Rab is incredibly popular. A lot of people like him. He's also he's also the newest of them. And so I think for a lot of people, Rab may be the only old man that they've really experienced. I need to rephrase that. Anyway, the only old man that they have seen in a Dragon Quest game.
The best part of people talking about Boria, though, I hope that you saw this. I don't know if you did, but the best part of the Boria conversation on this thread was Gaming Goddess 13, Emmy the Neat, says Boria is more useless than bread crusts. And Samantha posted a comic of Boria searching around while the hero finds a mini metal. Boria can't find his dentures. And it made me laugh so hard when I read this, because he's like, why are you still looking? We found the mini metal. And he's like, I'm looking for my dentures. Where did I drop them? And I'm just like, man, people have it out for Boria, whoever wrote that. It was like, somebody hates Boria as much as you do. And so that's, I don't know if you saw that, because I haven't heard you mention it, but I loved that. Because I know your comment just at some point was, Boria is so lame, though. But I saw that comic and I was like, you never mentioned that. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing, is like, Boria is lame. I don't know. It's the internet. People feel the need, I guess, to mention Boria just because, you know, he wasn't on the poll. But whatever. I mean, Boria's not going to win this popularity contest.
He's not.
Like, there's no way. I mean, I think he would probably come in dead last, even if we added him on there. But, you know, who knows? We'll never know, because we didn't include him because he's lame. But there's others. There's other old men that we also did not put on that poll, that nobody had any qualms about us not putting on the poll, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. But first, let's get into some shameless self-promotion.
Shiggity, shiggity, shameless!
So, as you probably noticed from the beginning of the episode, we do have a Patreon page, and you can find that at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. You can get all sorts of cool perks, including a sticker, a mug as an anniversary gift after a year, and even on some of the higher tiers, you get to choose your very own episode, like Abigail did. We're doing her episode next week. But also, we have a cool new perk for everybody that I'm going to let BJ tell you about.
So over at Geek to Geek Media, we have transitioned my old podcast Patreon, the Geek to Geek podcast, into a generalized Patreon for the network. And what we've done is created a video game magazine over there that we're going to be releasing on a monthly basis. We've called it Press Start, And what it is we're going to be telling stories about video games and the people who play them. Like, that was what we really wanted to do. So we've launched this week was the very first issue. And we have all sorts of articles in there, including one about Dragon Quest III. So Austin was thinking, you know, maybe that would be a good perk for Dragon Quest FM listeners. And it's like, that absolutely would. So included with your Patreon subscription here through the end of the year, we're going to be sending you the digital copy of Press Start with whenever they come out. So congratulations. We hope you really enjoy it. We put a lot of work into this, and you should be able to check the Patreon exclusive post on Patreon and look and see for the issue right now in your inboxes.
Cool. So that's up like right now for all of our patrons.
Yep, it absolutely is. It came out on Wednesday. We're recording this on Wednesday, and I'm putting the finishing touches on the posts and everything when I'm taking a break from work. And that will be published later today.
Awesome.
As of this recording, and as y'all are listening to it 2 days ago.
Very cool. So moseying on back over to our old man discussion, there was a couple of old men from DQ8 that I think fit this archetype in certain ways that nobody brought up, that they weren't on the poll, even though they totally weren't. The first one I wanted to talk about was Mori from Dragon Quest VIII.
It surprised me that nobody mentioned Mori, because as much as people love Dragon Quest VIII, they didn't mention him at all. And it surprised me because, like, he kind of falls into that Ragnar area of the old man, because I think he's an old guy, but there's a chance he's not.
Yeah, I mean, he's bald and he's got you know, the mustache and all, which can be deceiving, but it's also that his hair looks like it's going white. You know, if you look at pictures of Mori, he looks like his hair is salt and peppery. It doesn't look like it's, you know, this dark black sheen, you know? And so
I've never noticed that, really.
And so, I mean, that's what it looks like to me. And so for me, Mori is definitely an old man in age, but at the same time, I don't really feel like he fits the old man archetype that we're talking about here, because he's more of this comical character. Well, first of all, he's not even playable in the original version of 8. He's playable in the 3DS version.
Right.
So his character kind of comes more into play in the 3DS version. But the thing with Mori is that, yes, he may be an old man on age, but I wouldn't necessarily fit him into the old man archetype that we're talking about here, because he's not a wizened old crotchety dude. He's more of that entertainer, comical character, kind of like Silvando from 11.
And he runs a monster arena, which is absolutely not something that archetypal old man would be doing.
Yeah, definitely not. So for me, even though Mori might be old, where, you know, it's kind of like the reverse argument. People are saying Ragnar shouldn't be included because, God help him, he's only 29 years old. And but I'm like, well, Mori shouldn't be included because even though he's old, he doesn't kind of fit into that archetype that we're talking about here. And
right.
So, but however, there is a character in DQ8 that fits into this archetype, and that would definitely be Trode, King Trode.
He is a grumpy old man. Like, when we were doing this, like, I never actually thought about him. And I know it's weird, but it's because he was transformed. And in his new state, I think about him as a monster more than an old man, but he absolutely is that archetype.
Yeah. And I think that maybe part of it is because you don't see Trode very much when he's in human form. You only see him as a little troll. And so maybe people don't necessarily think of him as being that old man archetype. But he totally is. I mean, throughout the whole game, he's always yelling, especially at Yangus. You know, he's talking down to everybody. He thinks he's better than everybody else. He's super grumpy. I mean, yeah, like, by a huge margin, yes, Trode is definitely an old man archetype that exists in 8.
Faux show.
And then you have the other guy that was on our poll that we didn't necessarily talk about yet, really, is Rab. No one disagreed with us that Rab is old, because it's very clear that Rab is old.
I'm pretty sure they actually say in the game that he's in his 70s.
Yeah, I
like,
think
they
so
actually
too.
Give. I mean, he is a grandfather, so you know that he is, you know, at the very outside that he's probably 40. And then, like, he's grown old, he's gray, he does all of this, you know, they say it, he has led a life in exile, he's definitely in his 70s, and He is awesome. He got 49.4% of the vote, which is awesome that people love Rab that much.
So he won.
He won. He won. Ragnar got 38%. Rab got 49%. And Mervin Melvin got
12.3%. Wow.
And Boria got 0.
Yeah. So Rab, you know, he definitely fits into that archetype. I mean, he's grumpy a lot in the game, even though he's also, his grumpiness is played more for laughs. He's also definitely a dirty old man. He likes his magazines, his Angler's Digest.
you can collect that magazine too, right? At one point in the game, you can buy his favorite issue of it using casino tokens. Is that it?
I don't know about casino. I know you can get it as a reward in Drunston's Labyrinth.
Oh, that's where it is. That's where it is. That's right.
If you play through it all, you know, you have a bunch of decisions, and some of them are like, you know, you can choose to live with somebody, or you can get like some really cool items. And then there's like an Ogler's Digest. Yep.
That's right. Yep. It's one of those. It's and I honestly, now it's been so long since I've been through that particular part of the game and haven't gone back to it and gone through the labyrinth again. I can't remember if I got it or just read about it. So now that's making me want to reinstall 11 on my Switch just to see.
Yeah, I went through and got, I think what I did is, I think I got, you know, I don't think I got it on the PS4 one. I think because I read to see what each of the rewards actually were.
Right.
Because it doesn't just come out and tell you. So I think I looked up to see what the rewards were and didn't opt for that one on PS4. But I went with it on Switch just because I didn't get it on the PS4 version. And so I know I got it in one version. And I'm
thinking that I might have gotten it now that I think that I went back through and I was trying to get like a double reward, or maybe I chose something differently, like, and it wouldn't let me have the second one. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I'm thinking I got it kind of as a consolation prize because I was like, oh, I can't get what I wanted down here, so I'll take that. I'm thinking that may be what I did as we're talking about it.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Who knows?
I don't know.
I think that about does it for today's episode, really. I mean, we talked about old men, we talked about the archetypes, we talked about our poll. I think we got everything out there that we needed to get out there, right?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I apologize for leaving out Boria. I wish it were possible to have a one question poll on Twitter just so we could ask Boria and you select Boria. But yeah, I mean,
I'm not sorry. I'm glad we left him out.
What we want you guys to take away from this more than anything else is that there is no way that Ragnar McRyan is 29 years old.
Yes. If you take away anything from today's episode.
And I truly apologize as a disclaimer, I truly apologize to anyone who is 29 years old and looks like Ragnar McRyan. We do not mean to offend you. If you have smoked 2 packs a day since you were like 2 years old and ended up looking like Ragnar McRyan, we're sorry. We're talking about a cartoon.
Or if you are afflicted with Benjamin Button disease, we are sorry. We did not mean
that is very true.
To make light of your affliction.
All right, guys. I think that really does do it on that note.
Thank you guys so much for listening to us. Remember, you can check us out on Twitter over at DragonQuestFM. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/DragonQuestFM and Patreon at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. If you want to talk to me directly, you can totally do that. I'm on Twitter at DragonQuestin. I have another podcast called JRPGs and Me that you should totally check out. I also have a Dragon Quest blog. That's at DragonQuestAustin.com. And actually, this week, since it was the 20th anniversary of Dragon Quest VII, I actually posted like some screenshots of a Yuji Horii interview and some character art. That was, I mean, it's all in Japanese, but it's from a Viz official strategy guide from DQ7 that I own. And I thought it'd be something kind of cool to share something like that from my collection with everybody since DQ7 turned 20.
That's really awesome. It is really cool. I liked looking through it. And I am on Twitter at Professor Beej. You can also listen to my other podcast, the Geek to Geek podcast, at geek2geekcast.com. And like we said earlier, we are a member of the Geek to Geek Media Network, where you can find all of our really cool extra original content at geek2geekmedia.com. We have a Discord and a Slack that you can talk to us on. And remember, check out the Geek to Geek Media Patreon, where we have the Press Start magazine at geek2geekmedia.com/Patreon.
Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, y'all.